M11 PR 2021-5573 SI 2021-1482 for site plan. This is for Netflix Studios LLC at University Boulevard between Eastman Crossing and Mesa del Sol. Agent is Decker Parrish Sabatini. Okay, and Mr. Gleason, we've already sworn you in for this project number, so go ahead and give us an update.
Madam Chair, we submitted responses to agency comments last Friday, and so I do not have an exhibit to share, or really, we're just here to answer any additional questions that staff may have. We're hoping that we can get approval with delegation today on Site Plan North and on the level B that's been delegated to DRB.
Okay, just a hint drops there on future agenda items. Okay, thank you, Mr. Gleason. Let's turn to the public. Is there any member of the public which wishes to speak on item 11? And this is for the Netflix campus. It's the eastern portion of the campus, this particular site plan. So you can raise your hand or press star 9 if you're on audio, and we will check in on your comments. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to board members for comments, starting with Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Regarding the site plan, I think a big comment, I think you're aware of it, Mike, is the sharing of the sewer service in terms of moving either of these phases forward. We need an answer on how that's going to be accomplished. So I don't know if you had any comments on where you're at with that.
I believe we're still working through some of those details and the implications of what that looks like. So further coordination directly with you and your staff is forthcoming.
Okay. Thank you. I think that
Mr. Beleskovitz.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Carter.
Sorry. Once again, Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I think the concern with that is it does affect both this phase and the other phase, and that the other phase has sewer coming onto this phase to be pumped back across the other phase. So that's to be continued on those cases, but that's going to be an issue there. On the infrastructure list, I'm not sure if that's going to be associated with this site plan or the plat. We had some general comments. We've been working through those in terms of the larger mains on the perimeters. I did have one question that was new in terms of the construction in Fellini. If there's going to be a water main there, I did not see that as on the infrastructure list, assuming it needs to be there, and that would be added to the infrastructure list.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Blaine. This is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. The third, it's not on this one. If you would mind, Jay, scroll into the next page. And Fellini is not there. Okay, understood. And we will make sure that that gets added. And just for clarification purposes, the infrastructure list based off what we've been doing is being tied specifically to the platting effort.
All right, thank you. This is Blaine with Arthur. I'll leave that there. I think that the other comments were existing and they're provided. So if you need to go over those with us, we can discuss those offline. I think related to the site plan on these easement vacations, the one thing that did come up was the drain for the reservoir. We were proposing to handle that as an infrastructure list item. And that would need to be shown on the plat for sure. I don't know if there's a way to designate that on the site plan, how that would be appropriate, but that's something that's on these other cases that potentially affects the site plan. I think that's it as far as new comments. The big picture one is that the sewer lift stations being shared. If you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer, but we're available if you want to meet to discuss any of these comments.
This is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. I did have one related to the water and sewer availability statement and the timing of that. I noticed that in the comments for this hearing, it said that prior to approval, that will need to be issued.
I was playing for the Water Authority. So at this point, I think we're on pause with that until we have an answer on the sewer sharing arrangement. There are tracks. I think the one just north of this particular site plan that's periphery development, that one is particularly difficult because there's no sewer readily available. I understand your current proposal is having it come on site, but we don't allow that. So how that is handled is critical to having our draft finished. And then it's about, it's been about a week in terms of final signature on these lately. So I think it's a minimum week once we have the final draft. And that is a very big question that we can't finish the statement until we have an answer on. If I were to write it up today, we would be doing a line from that tract west and then due north to hit up, you know, past Crick, to that sewer interceptor that's up there. And so I think that's something we want to know where you're going with the sewer on site so we can answer that question adequately. Does that make sense?
This is Mike Bloss with Plan Houston. Yes, it does. Thank you for that plan.
Thanks.
Code enforcement.
This is Charles Myers, this was code enforcement. And just wanted to note that there were quite a few comments that were addressed already in your comment response letter and the associated matrix. You've identified a few things that the alternate landscape plan is being reviewed. So just whenever that goes through, if you receive approval, we'll just need to see that added for review. In the letter, you've indicated bicycle parking spaces as required equaling 63 and provided equaling 68, but I didn't see that in the bicycle parking calculation table on SDP 1.1. If we could get that added, that would be something that we need to see there. And I think there was a footnote in that table that might've been kind of relating to that, but didn't actually see the bicycle parking calcs within the table. And the last thing, and just this kind of is a question to you guys, on walls, there's a note and a provided document listed as Appendix 1 that it lists out some of the different wall design guidelines, and wondering where that document is located. Where does it come from? Because we haven't been able to find it.
Madam Chair, Mr. Mayes, this is Will Gleason. And so the bike parking, we can easily make that change. And we are waiting on the alternate landscape plan to be approved. So we're hoping for an update on that as well from planning. And as far as the wall goes, we understand the decision the city made late last week in terms of height versus the wall articulation. And we are reviewing our design for the wall, seeing if we can accommodate the 30 feet or if we need to go to ZHE for that variance.
Okay, that's really, this is Charles Myers with code enforcement. That's all I had, because the Appendix 1 document that was uploaded as part of the submittal indicated a 50 foot interval allowance. But like I said, I wasn't able to find Appendix 1, so I didn't know where that came from or if it was actually a part of any kind of approved or amended document that's part of the Level B plan. If not, then yes, I agree. You would need to either meet the 30-foot intervals for articulation and or apply for variances. So that's all I have. If you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Parks and Recreation.
Carol Somerville, Parks and Recreation. We have no additional comments.
Hydrology.
Hi, Starmiho, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with an engineer stamp date of July 16th, 2021. We have no objection.
Transportation.
Good morning. This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. One of the main items that has to be addressed prior to a site plan approval and obviously also with the plat and infrastructure list is the finishing up of the traffic impact study to make sure all the infrastructure on the traffic study will be incorporated into the site plan and to the infrastructure list. Matt Grush, my senior engineer, he's currently in the process of reviewing the study that was submitted on Wednesday and comparing the study against the site plan to determine where some of these improvements could be made or if they're feasible. So hopefully we should be wrapping that up here in the next 2 days, but that could have significant impact on the site plan with regard to addition of right turn lanes, left turn lanes that may be warranted. I did get some more explanation from you, I guess, on the gates. The gates that are on the outside are emergency access only. They're typically meant to be open at all times. Is that correct?
No, this is Will Gleason. That's correct.
Okay. So with that, thank you for explaining that. With that, if you could just add that note to the plans on those exterior gates so we understand that. Just for traffic circulation purposes. Also, I think most of my comments really, I don't think I'll go through them in detail necessarily if there are any questions, but most of them just involve finishing up dimensioning. I see there was a lot of dimensioning added since last time. I just want to make sure all the parking aisles, parking spaces, roadway centerline radii through the area where you have some sharp curves down the middle of the site, all that's called out. Also, I saw the parking calculations, but just make sure any motorcycle spaces and electrical charge stations are called out of the plan in conformance with the parking calculations, providing more site details for the overall bike rack layout. I see that most of your details are provided. I just needed some more details on that. I did understand your explanation on the ADA pathways. I think the sidewalks are adequate on this site. It's just a matter of, I think, just showing where your ADA pathways are to each of the buildings. And that, you know, that can be represented through a crosswalk through across a driving aisle to a doorway in some cases, not necessarily with a sidewalk if it's not really needed in that case, if the building's flush with the pavement. Let's see.
And this is Will Gleason. Could I make one, just ask one question, Gene? And that is on the, there's a comment about all parking lot islands need to have curbs. And that's, yeah.
That's what I was gonna cover next, yes.
Okay.
So you have some parking lot islands at the end of the aisles. We typically like to separate parking spaces from drive aisles just to protect the parking spaces. So where you have some striped islands, we would like those to be raised with 6-inch to 8-inch curb. I those were the areas I was referring to. I don't think there's too many of them. I'm just talking about the areas on the end of the aisles.
And this is Will Gleason, and we understand that the intention of that, we would request that in the parking lots that are adjacent to the stages in the mills, that requirement is waived because of the need for a kind of uniform asphalt surface that's not interrupted by vertical intrusions.
Is that due to truck traffic perhaps, or what is the intent for that?
It's due to, this is Will Gleason, it's due to the production support facilities and the filming operations that sometimes, and the logistics associated with the filming that occurs outside of the stages and the mill buildings. So for instance, you're moving a big set from a mill to a stage. A curb is kind of a problem in terms of navigating that parking lot.
I understand. I can take a closer look at that outside of the meeting. I understand. I thought it might have been something like that.
We can set up a separate meeting and
I think it would be good to set up a separate meeting just to make sure all these items can be knocked out, because I had a lot of items, but I don't think it's as bad as it seems.
I don't think it's that bad either.
Yeah. And then I just wanted, you know, another reason I wanted to meet too is just, I understand there's going to be a lot of large truck traffic going through the sites, and I didn't see any template designs. So I just wanted to make sure that the trucks could navigate through the site. There were some areas where it looked like you had some sharp curves and you had some, you know, some narrow median openings, and those areas, I just wanted to make sure those were taken care of mostly.
Okay. This is Will Gleason. We're happy to set up that meeting.
And then also just stop signage versus pedestrian warning signage. I think, you know, when you're coming upon an intersection that you're meant to stop anyways, it would be more appropriate just to have a stop sign in lieu of a pedestrian warning sign. I think I meant for the pedestrian warning signs to be located in areas where traffic is not meant to stop, where you have crosswalks going across aisles mid-block or something along those lines. So that's what I was looking at. You know, as far as signage, I think maybe we just needed to discuss that just to make sure that was taken care of. And those, like I said, I think I covered pretty much all of my major comments on that, but I believe, you know, because there's so much detail to the site, just so you understand where I'm coming from, it would be best to set up a separate meeting.
This is Will Gleason, Will Gleason.
Okay, thank you. This is Chair Wolfley, and I just wanted to mention to Ms. Wolfenberger that part of the reason for their alternate landscaping plan is dealing with the parking lot and their need to have that parking area be flexible space for some of their production needs and how they will set it up. And so, so some of the parking lot landscaping as well is being altered while keeping the total landscaping on the site and trees similar. So, okay, let's go to planning comments. And who is giving those? Because if it's Robert, I need to swear you in first.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I believe it's Robert okay. That's going to be giving these.
Yeah, hold on a second. And we can, if we can't get him, one of us can just read them real quick.
Yeah, right. That's true too.
Let's go ahead and do that. If
yeah.
In the sake of.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I'll read them off here.
Okay.
They're very similar. I'm handling the North development, which we'll have shortly. And we have very similar comments. So I think I can do this. We have the FYI comments about addressing the Mesa Del Sol Level B master plan requirements. We had a comment, an updated comment is in regards to a letter we sent you, the applicant, late last week regarding the walls. And we kind of already talked about the walls, and it sounds like the applicant is strategizing about what they're going to do. But we had the comment about the applicant providing the necessary approval for the 10-foot wall height per the Mesa Del Sol Architectural Review Committee approval. We note in our comment, you had previously indicated a desire for the wall articulation interval to be 50 feet rather than 30 feet as required per the Mesa Del Sol Level B master plan. We just note that wall articulation to 50 feet will require ZHE approval prior to possibly building permit approval. Another comment we had was in regards to the correspondence to the Air Force Base and the City Aviation Department, and the applicant did send out feedback to the applicant did send out correspondence to the contact with the Air Force Base and with the City Aviation Department. And we just note that any comments received within 15 days after such a referral shall be considered with the application. It has been at least 15 days since the applicant contacted the Air Force Base and City Aviation, and no comments have been received. That's just kind of an FYI. Regarding your geographic and climatic analysis form, we just note that a landscape architect should sign that form. There is a signature for a landscape architect on there. We had a comment about requesting color elevations, which depict the latest facade designs for all buildings. We didn't see that in the latest submittal for either the North or the East development. We'd like to see that. And we just note that solid waste and all other appropriate signatures must be obtained prior to final sign off from planning. And let's see here. It looks like we have a comment too regarding, does the proposed site plan include new and additional buildings? I believe that concludes our comments. Thank you.
This is Will Gleason. Mr. Rodenbeck, can you just elaborate on the address Mason Hill Soil Level B comments? Is that in relation to addressing the amendments to the Level B, or is that because I thought our letter addressed how the plan conformed with the overall Level B master plan?
That's just this is Jay Rodenbeck. That's just an FYI comment.
Okay.
That's just an FYI comment. We're not saying, you know, I mean, except for really, I mean, where we're referring to that is specifically is to the wall articulation.
Okay.
And I believe at this point, I believe that's where the only particular comment that specifically addresses an issue with the Mesa Del Sol Level B plan requirements.
Understood. And this is Will Gleason. One more question. And the last question about additional buildings, I'm not sure where that came from or what what you're looking for on that.
It just sounds like we want to know if there's any new or additional buildings that have been proposed for the northern for the eastern development since the for the supplemental. That's Maggie, if you want to jump in here, but I don't think that's a comment that we really need to focus on, because I don't think there's been any additional buildings added. But if there have been, please sure. Let us know.
And this is Will Gleason again. The only building that we would be adding is, we're looking at this, it's somewhat of a temporary, what we're calling the sprung structure that would go on the existing lot. And we had submitted an AA for that. And so we will make sure that footprint is reflected in our DRB submittal.
Thank you, Will. Okay, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I think I misinterpreted the way that comment reads. So I think what we're asking there is, does the proposed site plan include new and additional building signage, not buildings?
Oh, signage. Okay,
signage. Gotcha. Yeah, building mounted signage.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's no problem. Oh, Mr. Blaskowitz has his hand up.
This is Mike Blaskowitz. I just wanted to say thank you to planning the way that you presented your comments and marked out the ones that we've addressed. I think that's extremely helpful given the complexities of this project, and it kind of helps us, you know, pick apart which ones are remaining. And then, you know, if there are additional comments, then it makes sense to add them at the end. So thank you all very much.
Okay, kudos to staff there. Thank you, Mr. Blaskowitz.
Thank you.
Mr. Gleason, this is Chair Wolfley, and I just wanted to follow up on a couple items there. So first, thank you to the staff that worked on the climatic and geographic responsiveness and the sunshade. There was a little bit of a misunderstanding there, but I think the gist of it is there and done correctly. And if possible, if a landscape architect could also sign that form. I think you've got people that can do that. With regard to the wall, would you like to have the footprint of the wall on the site plan and the actual construction of the wall? I couldn't find it on 5629 in that submittal, but it seemed like I'd seen it. So I'm assuming it's on 5573. So anyhow, if there's an issue with the wall, you can go ahead and have the wall layout and the wall construction shown on your site plan and just save the articulation to be approved at building permit time. So I just want to make sure that was clear. And if you can express your intention now, that might help us help you.
Thank you. This is Will Gleason. Thank you, Chair Wolfley. We would like to, our intent is to permit the wall separate from the site. And so what we would like to do is kind of keep the wall and the associated landscape and sidewalk that's outside the site as a separate package that we would bring in. And okay. And I'm a little nervous about linking the wall approval to building permit, especially for the first building permit that we are seeking for the mill number one. And so I'm just worried in terms of timing that if we end up going to ZHE, that we're not through ZHE until sometime early next first quarter next year, and that starts pushing up against the deadline that we have for the schedule for a building permit for mill number one.
Okay, and the mill number one is fine. Where? Mill number one is where?
It is on site plan north. It's on site plan north.
Okay, let's talk about that at that time. I think
okay.
for in terms of correct procedure, right now we're focused on site plan east.
Correct.
Okay. And then the last comment, just to clarify what Mr. Rodenbeck was saying, is we would like to see, if possible, color elevations of the mill buildings and stage buildings. I think you've shown us more or less the stages, but I remember last time you were here, you had graphics that you presented that showed some buildings that were tan in color and had red accents, but those aren't correct. Actually in your submittal. And so can you tell me like what buildings those were, and if you're able to, I think at this point in time, just are you able to provide us color elevations of the mill buildings, just so we can have clearly in the submittal what's being approved?
Madam Chair, this is Will Gleason. Yes, we can provide colored elevations. I believe in the presentation I made at the last hearing, we showed, you know, and a lot of this is in Lumion, and so they were not static two-dimensional mm-hmm. elevations, but rather kind of snapshots from a rendering. But we showed the production offices that are like in this in Site Plan East, Production Office 2, and then showed some the production support space that's adjacent to the stages, as well as the elevations of the stages and the mills themselves. So we can provide those, we can create color elevations showing those. I would ask that we just provide typicals versus providing a set of elevations for stage 15, you know, 10 through 16, which are all the same, and the same for the mill buildings that are.
Yeah, that would be fine. And then, okay, and we'll talk about mill buildings when we get to the other site plan. I think we'll leave that for now. Okay, I think that's everything.
This is Will Gleason. Thank you for going through that. I know that, you know, we're not approving it today, but it helps us move it along. So,
okay. Discussion helped. Great. I'm glad to hear that. So let's see, do we want to defer this also to November 3rd? So it tracks with the plat. Is that what you had in mind?
Madam Chair, this is Will Gleason. I would propose that we push it to November 3rd, and we will work hard to have the meeting with Jean and resolve the other issues that we have discussed.
Okay.
And we're close.
Okay. We've got that. Let me go back to Mr. Carter. Did you say the availability statement is an administrative process at this point in time?
That's the blame for the Water Authority. It is currently under staff review, which is done by myself and other engineers in our office. It does get the executive director's signature following that process. Typically takes a week. It does not go to the board for a vote.
So there is some possibility of November 3rd, sounds like.
Yes, there is.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Is there a motion to defer item 11 to November 3rd?
Blaine Carter at Water Authority, so moved.
Joan Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Wayne Carter, Water Authority. I approve the motion.
Charles Myelsis with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. I approve.
Curtis Darmijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 11, PR 2021-5573, site plan SI 2021-1482 to November 3rd.